USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There may be a deal to avoid a shutdown. A senior aide says the president is very likely to sign the bipartisan agreement. Earlier, he told reporters,
I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick, but I'm adding things to it.
Democrats say the president is getting ready to declare a national emergency to build the wall with unspent funds from across the government. What the president says are far less important areas.
Am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled.
Drug kingpin El Chapo has been found guilty.
This conviction is a victory for every family who's lost a loved one to the black hole of addiction.
Federal prosecutor Richard Donahue says he expects 61-year-old Joaquin Guzman to get a sentence of life in prison without parole. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The number of job openings in America hits a record high. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting that as of December, there were approximately 7.3 million job openings, and that beat the previous high set in August. Job openings increasing in a number of industries, construction, accommodation and food services, and health care and social assistance jobs leading the way. Experts had forecast a slight increase to 6.9 million openings, but again, that's well below 7.3 million.
The Senate has approved a bill that adds 1 million acres of new wilderness. The measure combines more than 100 public land bills that add more than 350 miles of wild and scenic rivers and 2,600 miles of federal trails. It withdraws some 370,000 acres in Montana and Washington state from mineral development, too. The bill now goes to the House for consideration. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cupid is about to make his annual appearance, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some history about Valentine's Day.
Joining me on the USA Radio Networks is Jackie Thomas. Jackie's an authorist, a poetess, and she also hosts her own podcast. You can find out more about her by checking out aromanticperspective.com. All right, well, Jackie, as many folks get ready to celebrate Valentine's Day, I thought I'd bring you on. It'd be a great idea if we talked about some things that couples must do to celebrate Valentine's Day and why Valentine's Day is even important at all for us to be celebrating.
A lot of people don't understand that this is not just a holiday to sell cards. Cards are a nice part of it, but this is actually truly a celebration that dates back to over 1,000 years ago to honor Saint Valentine. And it's said that he performed secret marriages to couples who were in love, because at the time it was against the law for couples to get married under the Roman Emperor Claudius II, because he wanted the men to dedicate themselves completely to war. So Saint Valentine made it possible for them to culminate their romance and have a marriage in a real true relationship. So today we celebrate him and romantic relationships that he helped defend.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.